On a Friday, it is Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So it's time to get out the shears, clippers, because coronavirus haircuts, they're happening. Governor Tony Evers was asked about his personal grooming during the Department of Health Services press briefing Wednesday, with Secretary-designee Andrea Palm bursting out laughing in the background.
Just get up every day and comb your hair. I don't know what else to say. That's what I do. I haven't been to a stylist or a barber in months.
Governor, you're not alone. If you have hair or facial hair, we want to hear from you. How has your hair changed in the past 6 weeks? Have you been growing a quarantine beard? Did you give yourself a trim? How is it looking? We're at 800-642-1234. Betsy Larson is the owner of Element Salon Studios in Chippewa Falls. Betsy, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
And we have Ashley Koffler here, who is the owner of Salon Fiore in Minocqua. Ashley, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. So, Ashley, let's begin with you. How are you doing these days, and what has the stay-at-home meant for you?
Well, I guess as a whole, the whole world kind of was shook up here during this whole pandemic, and we're still going through it. We're just trying to take each and every day seriously, you know, take all our precautions as we live our day-to-day lives in quarantine. As a business owner, things have tremendously changed, but we're taking it day by day to try to piece everything back together before we reopen.
Betsy, how are you getting by? How is it for you?
You know, in the beginning, it was really scary just because as a stylist, you know, I'm self-employed and I own a salon that I have renters renting from me. In the beginning, there wasn't any kind of relief, and they have started rolling out some more programs that some people have been able to take advantage of, and I've been one of the lucky ones that have been able to take advantage of that, but I just feel for all the other stylists out there just because some of the unemployment benefits haven't even rolled through yet for them. So I'm okay, but I just feel for everybody else out there because they're still suffering.
So Betsy, you have other stylists who rent chairs at your salon, is that right?
Yep.
And so, how is that working right now?
So I'm the owner of the salon, and then they aren't my employees, so they are also self-employed. Some salons, they have employees, so they have people working for them. So for people that have employees, employees have been able to file for unemployment, and I know that there's still a backlog for that as well, but they've at least been able to apply, and some have been starting to receive benefits. But if you're self-employed, you've had to wait to apply for the pandemic unemployment assistance, and that still is being rolled out. So if you're a self-employed stylist, you haven't seen income since March 20th.
Ashley, what is that like for you? Have you been able to find any resources yet?
There are a lot of resources out there. I currently am still waiting to see any of them. In the salon here in Minocqua, we are employee-based, so we're a little bit different than Betsy's salon. And all of our employees, we have 7 stylists in salon currently that are full-time. They have all received unemployment benefits, which is fantastic. We have one gal that's in a unique situation where we were a booth rental salon. We've kind of, as a salon, collectively decided that, you know, employment was a better option for everybody. So we've kind of restructured and gone that route. I'm thankful for that, that the girls are finding some relief during this, and they're able to buy groceries, you know, pay utilities, that sort of thing. As for me, I have applied for things like the PPP loan and
the Paycheck Protection Program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're going through the motions. Things are starting to move now. And I'm pretty hopeful that in the next week or so, we will see some relief on that home front. And, you know, we're just basically all trying to stay connected, to stay positive and check in on each other to make sure that everybody's doing okay.
We're talking about hair during the pandemic and the situation facing salons and barbershops around the state. We have Betsy Larson and Ashley Koffler with us. They're salon owners from Chippewa Falls and Minocqua. Do you have questions about how to trim your bangs or use the clippers on your kid's hair? Are you a stylist or barber who has words of wisdom to get through this time? Share your stories, your insights, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Let's take a call now. Mark is joining us from Bloomer. Hi, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. So how's the shaved head doing?
I shaved my head. I do it every so often, but I shaved my head. And my little six-year-old girl looked at me with a quivering lip, and she said, "You look so much better with hair, Daddy." And so it's growing back. And I also want to remind all the men out there that you have to be sincere. Turn to your partner and you tell them you are beautiful and it doesn't matter. And you'll get so many points.
Oh, Mark, well, thank you so much. And, you know, Betsy, it is true that if you do shave your head, that it will grow back.
That is true. Yes.
There is life on the other side of that shaved head.
Yes.
But it's also really difficult for especially little kids, too, who have to see, you know, maybe a parent who has made a really drastic change. Ashley, what might that be like?
I would say a drastic appearance change can be a little bit scary for your little ones as they become, take time to get adjusted to your new look. I think it's something that we can all get through. I really do. Taking it gradual would be a better step, or just not touching your hair at all until you can see a professional would be your best step, truthfully.
So you mean get all those mirrors out of your life?
Yeah. Get rid of them. Give your hair a break. I think that I know that these times are challenging, and you want to feel your best. When you look your best, you feel your best. And I know that it's been some time since we've all been able to get to our favorite stylist, barber, whoever we see. But as a stylist, I've had a lot of clients reaching out asking, "Hey, what's the best way to combat, you know, X, Y, and Z?" And I've just been highly suggesting using products as opposed to actually trying to do like any at-home haircuts, anything along those lines. There's some things you can do to really shake up your look and change it up, and you can feel a lot better without actually having to do anything structurally to your haircut.
Yeah, what kind of products could you put in right now to keep a semblance of order on the mane?
Yeah, so some great products right now out there are hair treatments. I know I've had a lot of clients calling and saying, "Oh my gosh, my ends are so dry. I'm just feeling really, got a lot of split ends, feeling really yucky. What do I do?" And I say, you know what? We all are so busy all the time. Now is a great time to do a hair mask, treatment. You can do it in your home. There's products out there. I know us as a salon, we actually built an online store. So we are selling any products that you would be able to find on our shelf in our store to all the consumers and shipping them to them and giving them, you know, instructions as to how to use them. We have people emailing us daily asking, "Hey, I have this in my, you know, in my product graveyard, in my bathroom. What do I do?
How do I use it? Yeah. Let's pause there, Ashley Koffler of Minocqua and Betsy Larson here at Chippewa Falls. A shout out to Scissors Edge Hair Salon in Ashland and Jim's Barbershop in Mineral Point, Renaissance and Fond du Lac. Join in with your hair situation, 800-642-1234. Back for more Wisconsin Weekend in a moment on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, it's Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're discussing at-home haircuts, what to do with untamed locks. So there was pop rocker Pink on Instagram flaunting her trim and her public service announcement to fans: stay home, stay safe, cut your own hair. Are you heeding that advice? Have you taken advantage of the fact that you don't have to be as presentable as usual since there's no real going out much in public? Have you tried something new, maybe a dye job or a pixie cut? We're at 800-642-1234. We have Betsy Larson and Ashley Koffler. They stay with us. They own Element Salon Studios in Chippewa Falls and Salon Fiore in Minocqua, respectively. Let's take a call now. Janine is joining us from Newtonburg. Hi, Janine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to tell you what I've been doing for years. Both of the things I do support small business, so that makes me feel good too. I use Body Art Quality Henna on my hair. Basically, all I ever have to do is touch up my roots every month or so. So I've been doing that for a long time, and that has, so the coronavirus hasn't really impacted me that way. But it's a small business owned by a woman in Kent, Ohio. And then I also have been doing a layered cut for many years too. It's a product I saw in Shark Tank for doing a layered cut. It has you could do it yourself.
Wait, so you saw a product on Shark Tank? Yeah, Shark Tank, the show.
Yeah.
And so this product helps you do a layered cut?
Yes, it can do a layered cut or a straight cut, and it has a level on it, so it's totally do it yourself. And it works great. People ask me, where do you get your hair cut? You know, how do you get that color? So, I mean, I know it's not rocket science. It can be done. I understand there's professionals that go to school to do it. But for me, this works great. And, you know, there's options out there that don't make you look terrible.
Well, Janine, thank you so much for calling in. Yeah. Betsy, what does henna do to the hair?
Well, henna is a different type of dye than, like, you know, if you bought something at the store, if you're using a professional product with a stylist. It's made out of a plant, so it deposits differently, and it's also pretty hard to get out of the hair. So we don't recommend using it just because it can have chemical reactions with professional product, and then sometimes the results aren't exactly as they say they are. So it's natural, which is great, but just doesn't always have the best result.
Should you, if you are putting a product on your hair, do like a chemical test first to make sure you don't have a reaction?
Yeah, if you're coming to the salon, they usually recommend you doing a patch test. So they usually put it like on the back of your neck, and they have you wait 24 hours to see if there's any kind of irritation to the skin. So most product companies will also recommend you doing that.
Well, you know, Ashley, when I grew up in the 70s, there was the bowl cut. You know, you put the bowl in the head and you start, you know, with the trim. But it sounds like there are a whole bunch of products out there that people can use, apparently, to try to do this at home. What have you seen out there?
Yeah, there is a lot out there. Professionally speaking, there are some great products to help, you know, with all this extra hair that everybody has on their heads right now. There's great products like volumizers. If you need to create volume in certain parts of your head where you might have more hair right now, there's dry texture sprays. I highly recommend getting at some dry shampoo right now. You know, I have a lot of clients that have told me time and time again, oh my gosh, my hair is so oily. What do I do to combat this? And I always tell them, take a break on shampooing your hair. You know, we generally recommend that someone should shampoo their hair 2 to 3 times a week. Each time we shampoo, we're stripping our scalps and our hair of any natural sebum that your body makes. And so when we shower daily, we're stripping that sebum off of our hair and off of our scalp. And our body's response is to go into production mode to try to replace any of those oils that have come off the strand. So after we stop shampooing every day, you know, the oil production does slow down. It takes some time. But to try to combat that, we use products like dry shampoo and things like that to try to help soak up some of that oil production. So this is a great time for a product like that if someone's looking to make a big transition. Like I said, at-home masks for prevention of moisture loss. All of those sorts of things are fantastic for our guys out there right now. Any type of clay, pomade, gel, depending on if you're looking for a shine or a no-shine look, is fantastic to try to keep, you know, everything in place, hairsprays. Otherwise, truthfully, if you are at home and you have don't necessarily have to be as presentable, just giving your hair a break isn't a terrible idea either. So,
great ideas. Talking about tips for managing your hair during the pandemic, how to best, you know, control those locks that are in your eyes. Betsy Larson and Ashley Koffler are here. They're salon owners from Chippewa Falls and Minocqua. Have you given yourself a break from dyes or maybe shampooing? Maybe you've given your child a haircut. How did it go? Are you spreading out the sheet this weekend? Maybe giving some clippers, turning on some clippers. What questions or advice do you need? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Betsy, Ashley mentioned a bunch of products. Are there particular products that you have been suggesting to your clients to get through this time?
Yeah, I mean, so she was kind of mentioning things for like haircut related when your hair's starting to grow out and you get unruly or if it feels dry, but a lot of people are concerned about hair color. I would say a large part of my business is gray root touch-ups every 3 to 6 weeks. And so they do make sprays out there that have color to them, almost like a spray paint. And you can part your hair where you part it and spray your gray patch that's coming out. And then when you go to wash your hair, it'll wash out. So it's temporary. It's kind of the consistency of a dry shampoo. So some people aren't crazy about the feel of it, but to be honest, like, we're in a pandemic right now and nothing's perfect. So I think it's a great option.
What about those?
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. What about the shampoos that leave like a deposit of color? Do any of those work pretty well?
I currently don't sell any of those in my salon. So I don't know if Ashley has something she wants to say about that.
Right now I've had a couple of people reach out and they're like, my kids are so bored. What can we do that's really fun with their hair? I've also had some people that are pre-lightened, which means they're generally a lighter hair color, say, I'm just looking for something really fun to do that I couldn't do in my normal, you know, 9-to-5 work week, and wear to work. So we actually in salon have a company that we work with called Celeb Luxury, and they have products that are out there that are called Viral and Gem Lights. And each individual line is a little bit different. Gem Lights is for the consumer that's looking for, you know, a little color deposit, maybe mid-strand to end. I wouldn't say that this product is going to necessarily cover your grays. It's a temporary solution. I mean, this product would come out when you were, you know, doing your daily shampoo. You can gradually build the product over time, deposit wise, and make it look deeper. But it's a great Gem Lights from Celeb Luxury is a great product to use to, you know, brighten up your color. And then there is another product called Viral Color Wash, and there's a color conditioner as well. And that is for a consumer that's looking for a fun pop of color. They have every color from lavender all the way across the board to like a deep Brewer's Blue. So you're going to find it all. And I've had a lot of customers say, hey, you know, my kid just needs to pick me up. Let's do something fun. What can I do? And they make single packets all the way up to 10.1 ounce packaging size of whatever color you're looking for. So you can switch it up. I just had a young girl that was looking for some mermaid colored hair. So we had some fun and we did some lavender and teal. So she's got two different colors going on her head right now. All done at home.
How can you make sure you direct the color to where you want it to go in your head? I'm thinking like if you want to, you know, alternate colors on some long hair.
Yeah. What I suggested was getting the hair damp and then sectioning into like maybe a top and, you know, a middle or a two sections, like each side of your head. So three sections, and taking each color that she chose to purchase and putting it at washing each section individually with that color of hair or with that color wash each portion of your hair. So she actually has, I've gotten pictures. She did a phenomenal job. She's got lavender on one side of her head and teal on another. She's got mostly lavender on top. So she is a very, very fair and blonde little gal. So the deposit is more true to tone because the hair is pre-lightened. So there's a lot of options out there if you need a fun pick-me-up. And it's tougher, you know, so right. It's not something that you're going to be stuck with.
Colorful and safe at home. That's where we're at with Ashley Koffler and Betsy Larson. And they're salon owners from Minocqua and Chippewa Falls. Shout out to Pro Cuts and Deja U Salon in Rice Lake. Hello to Superior Designs Hair Salon in Toma. We're thinking about Hair Solutions Salon and Spa in New Berlin. Talking with our stylists this Wisconsin weekend, hearing your situation, cutting, dyeing, styling your hair, products you're pulling out from the back of your cabinet, 800-642-1234. News is next here on the Ideas Network. It's Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. So right now, those scissors in the bathroom door look awfully tempting. We're talking about how to maintain our mane while sheltering in place. And don't worry, if you make a mistake, it will always grow out. That's what I tell my daughter when she frets over a shorter-than-expected trim. So before the pandemic, how often would you get your hair cut or colored? Do you miss being able to go to the salon or barber? Has your stylist given you any advice, even though you can't do your hair? Join in, 800-642-1234. We have Betsy Larson here and Ashley Koffler. They own Elements Salon Studios in Chippewa Falls and Salon Fiore in Minocqua. So, you know, let's talk about bangs here for a moment. During the pandemic, we've seen all these online tutorials popping up of people giving themselves haircuts. And here's a sampling of YouTube creators giving themselves bangs. This is vloggers Verena Lopesy and Little Crawley.
So I'm going to cut bangs.
Why am I so nervous about this?
Am I going to regret this? Heck yeah. Am I still going to do it? Heck yeah.
I can cut this off without any emotion. Right?
Literally just one, two, three.
Oh god. Okay. Oh my god. There's no way back. Oh my god.
Oh my goodness, the angst there. Ashley, what are some things that we could do with our bangs if we want to give them just a little bit of trim to get them out of our eyes?
That's a great question. I would say that's probably one of the most frequently asked questions I've gotten during this quarantine. I always highly suggest, it just goes against everything that I have been taught and tell other people, don't cut them. I would suggest getting creative and maybe changing up your part. I know we all see, you know, in magazines and on TV and all this stuff, the latest trends. There's always, it's a change industry. There's always something coming and going. And try something new. If you've seen a new really cool middle part or a real deep side part, try that. A little bit of hairspray and a new part can do wonders for someone that is dealing with really long bangs. And I would suggest going that route before pulling out any sort of shears and making a permanent decision. that's my best advice.
Betsy, you know, would you cut your bangs dry or wet? Do you have any tips if you do really want to just give them a little trim?
Well, obviously, things like that are going to happen just because we are in the stage of a pandemic. So people are going to get desperate. So the thing to note, though, is that our shears that we use are not like the Fisker scissors that you have in your kitchen or your craft room. Sometimes we can pay minimum of $100 for our pairs of shears. And I think that's definitely on the lower end. So, but if you absolutely have to do something, I always say definitely cut your bangs dry, which again, this is going against protocol, like Ashley said too. But pulling your hair down and cutting them dry. If they're wet, they're going to pop up once they dry. So people run the mistake of always cutting them wet. And then when they dry, they're like, oh my gosh, I cut them too short. And so I would start with very, very minimal amount on them when they're dry. And definitely don't cut straight across, because that's going to leave you a really blunt look. If you can kind of nip at them and just take just a little bit off at a time, I guess that's the best advice I would give. But I also would agree with Ashley that just leave them alone as long as you can.
We hear your pain. We do. But, you know, so if you do take a little bit of snips, it's not about being able to go straight across. Is that what I'm hearing, Betsy? That, you know, being straight is not quite the answer.
Yeah, I actually never, I mean, very rarely would I cut a bang straight across. When I say point cutting, you basically take your scissor and you make little notches. But again, we also go to school for this, and we've been trained, and people taking scissors from their houses and trying to cut their bangs, you know, it looks easier than it is. I remember when I tried to cut my first haircut and I tried to cut a straight line, I was crying in beauty school thinking this profession isn't for me because I'm a perfectionist and I couldn't get it straight. And so it's not as easy as it looks, people. So take caution if you try it.
Will do. We'll heed that advice. Both of you have heard from your clients asking you to come to do their hair at their home. So what do you say to that, Ashley?
Oh boy, that is the magical question. I have had so many clients reach out. I personally have, trying to lead by example, I am not doing that. I don't think it's a great idea, just given the current state that the world is in, and B, it goes against all of our licensing standards and what we as a salon community believe in. First off, I wouldn't want to put anybody in harm's way. I'm trying to be as preventative as I can be and take precautions, wash my hands, do all those things. There's a reason that there is a safer at home order in place currently. And it's for protection. So honestly, when someone does ask, I just very politely tell them, sorry, it's just not something I'm doing. However, I have heard of other stylists in the community that I live in say that they are going out and doing this. I think that it's a very delicate situation. I understand why people are asking. My heart goes out to them. I really, really, truly understand. You want to feel your best. However, we are all going through this together. And I just ask that I've asked all of my clients personally to be patient with us and to give us this time to, you know, be safe, allow us to be safe as well as you guys. So, yeah, that's basically my input on that.
Yeah, Betsy, what have you been telling your clients who've called and said, you know what, can you just come over to my house?
Yeah, I mean, I actually haven't had as many as I would have thought ask me, but I do think that, unfortunately, it's against state law to do it. So, you know, we really can't. And if we do it and we get caught, we lose the risk of losing our license for up to 2 years. And we also have to have, I believe there's fines associated with it. So it's just not, besides the whole risk of the coronavirus, which is obviously why we're all doing this, it's not the risk of losing what we've invested into our career either.
We're talking about hair salons, about hair quarantine hairdos this hour with two salon owners. We have Betsy Larson here from Chippewa Falls and Ashley Koffler from Minocqua. Hearing your hair stories as well, what are you doing with your hair these days? Are you trying something new? Are you growing it out? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. So, Ashley, let's tackle those split ends for a moment. What can people do to deal with their split ends because they haven't had a trim in months?
Oh, that's a great question. There's so many treatments out there, depending upon what your stylist uses professionally in salon. Personally, we use a handful of lines that are great for hydration and moisture. Currently, I've been recommending a few different masks from Lanza and also from Kevin Murphy. There's a great treatment called Hydrate Me. And that is something that you would use. You would shampoo your hair like you normally would, rinse, put this treatment in for 5 to 10 minutes in your shower, out of your shower, however you prefer to do it, and let this sit on your head. And then after that 10 minutes has passed, rinse it out, and you follow up with a conditioner. And what that's going to do is help lock in as much moisture as we can into that strand until you can come and see us. There's so many fantastic treatments out there. Currently, we're offering those on our website at befiore.com. It's something that we don't stop in this crazy world that we're living in. So everybody, when I try to sell a treatment to a product that is dealing with moisture loss or split ends or things like that, some kind of remedy, basically they're like, I don't have time to use this. I barely have enough time in my morning routine or my evening routine on a daily basis. So this is a great time to treat yourself, you know, pamper yourself a little bit, reach out to your local stylist and see what they're recommending for you. But I would highly recommend Hydrate Me by Kevin Murphy. It's a fantastic eco-friendly line, and they're very, very conscious of the environment, the products that they're putting inside of their, chemicals they're putting inside their product, chemical-free, you know, that sort of thing. So reach out to your stylist and see what they recommend based on what they're using in salon.
So Betsy, if you can look at your split end, you can see that split end. The tempting thing to do is to take a little snip, maybe even with that nail trimmer, and just take away that split end. Should you do that?
Well, if you're seeing one, then there's
more. All right.
So, yeah, then you're just gonna get, you know, a little OCD and try to start to get all of them, and then that's just going to be chaotic. So no, just wait. Just wait.
Oh, dear. Are there any products that you like to use on split ends?
Well, actually, interesting enough, we also sell Kevin Murphy, so I would go along exactly what Ashley said. Just using something for hydration or something that would be for strengthening your hair. Our hair is made up of protein, so some of those treatments have protein in them. It's adding that protein back into your hair, which is making your hair stronger. Same product line that I carry.
Can you actually can you feel the difference after the treatment? What does the hair feel like?
It feels more moisturized and softer. You know, if you have dry hair, it's a little bit more brittle and, you know, harder.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely, and you'll be able to, you know, usually when you can tell you need a haircut is your hair starts to get pretty snarly on the end.
Uh-huh.
And so it just helps detangle a little bit as you're combing out as well.
We have salon owners Betsy Larson from Chippewa Falls and Ashley Koffler from Minocqua. Shout out to Mint Salon and Icon Salon in Green Bay. There's Retrospect Hair Salon in Kenosha, Carol's Hair Salon in Washburn. Still time to talk about you giving and receiving haircuts, what you've learned about the clippers. Let's talk 800-642-1234. This is the song Cut Your Bangs, performed by the band Girl Pool. Back for more Wisconsin Weekend on the Ideas Network. When you lie to me, it's in the small stuff. Now your mouth is foaming like a rabbit. You're with us for Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. On average, we've all added a half inch of hair during the first month, and our next trip to the hairstylist or barber could be in weeks, if not months. Maybe you've decided to give your hair a break from it all, from dyes, no shampoo. How greasy has your hair gotten? Have you been growing a quarantine beard? How does your partner feel about it? Let your hair down. Join in 800-642-1234. Betsy Larson and Ashley Koffler are here. They're salon owners from Chippewa Falls and Minocqua, and they stay with us. So let's look at those clippers for a moment, Betsy. I got the clippers out of my boys last week. Not too bad, I have to say. But there are so many attachments, and I'm just confused about what attachment I should be using. Do you have any suggestions about clippers?
Well, there's a numbering system that typically goes with clippers. So, like, you know, a 2 would usually be a quarter inch of hair. et cetera. And then it kind of goes up from there. Like a 10 is usually, I think, like a one inch of hair. So obviously, if you do have a pair of clippers at home and you are attempting, just reference your clipper guide or your instructions to see how much hair that's going to leave left on the hair. Yeah, men's haircuts were definitely a challenge when I first started cutting hair. So for people to just, out of the blue, just try to just go cut their husband's hair, good luck with that.
You will be stronger afterward.
I've seen some after pictures, and let's be honest, they're a little comical. So
Ashley, like with the clippers, though, do you go against the hair or with the hair, or how does that work?
It depends on what you're trying to achieve. Like Betsy said, there's so many reasons why I personally wouldn't grab a clipper guard or clippers or a guard at home and do it. What you could do is, trim up your sideburns, even those up, find a vantage point on your face, in your mirror, even those up. That alone is going to make you feel so much more polished. Just doing that, getting after any of that excess hair on your neck, picking up any of that hair that actually falls on the nape of your neck and trimming around that. A lot of our male clientele, shorter hair clients, just doing that alone is going to make your neckline, everything just feel so much more polished. If you're single, you can use mirrors. But again, like Betsy said, there's a reason why we go to school and trainings for years to do this stuff. So I highly would recommend just putting them puppies down and waiting for a professional. That's just my take on it all.
Oh, but those kiddos with their mop heads, it is so, as a parent, it's just so, so tempting to get those clippers out.
I couldn't agree more. I think it would be even more fun, though, to get creative with like some fun gel, push all that hair up, maybe push it in a direction it doesn't typically lay. Have fun with it. There's just so many things you can do with products out there as opposed to doing something permanent. So ask your stylist about it. There are so many fun things you can do depending upon your hair type, texture, all that kind of stuff.
Let's take a call. Mark in Black River Falls. Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got one of probably the easiest suggestions for some, and it may be difficult to follow, but if you're a guy, let's say just myself, and you're balding, bite the bullet and shave. You never have to worry about a haircut again your whole life.
How long have you been doing that, Mark?
27 years now.
27 years.
I walked in to get a haircut, my last one ever I paid for. She took the money, and then she looked at me and laughed. And she said, "You're going to do it the right way now." And she shaved me bald. And ever since then, I've had people guessing my age, 10 to 15 years younger. I'm not kidding you about it at all. And you never, ever have to worry about haircut again.
Oh, the freedom. But, ooh, you have to be very careful about that shave, I would imagine.
You do.
Yeah.
So what you do is, it's a trial and error method, is you have to find what blades work for you, and you have to pair them with the right, either a foam or a gel. And once you get that combination figured out, it works for your condition and your skin sensitivity, et cetera.
Once you get the knack down, you got it. Well, Mark, thank you so much for calling in. And Betsy and Ashley, all the best to you. Thank you so much. And take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Betsy Larson is the owner of Element Salon Studios in Chippewa Falls. Ashley Koffler is the owner of Salon Fiore in Minocqua. And now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story just in time for Star Wars Day this Monday, May the 4th, be with you.
Star Wars is one of the most beloved movie franchises in the world. And a big part of those movies are the droids who fight alongside the Rebel Alliance and Resistance. There's BB-8, who first appeared in 2015's The Force Awakens.
Where do you come from?
Really?
Classified, really.
And of course, C-3PO and R2-D2.
R2-D2, it is you.
A few dozen Wisconsinites have taken their love of Star Wars to another level by creating their own versions of droids, just like the ones featured in the movies.
This is an R2-D2.
Our club builds these and all the different robots from Star Wars and other movies.
That's Mike Messino of Madison. He built this R2 and brought it to the most recent Madison Mini Maker Faire.
It was just kind of a robotics project. Yeah, I wanted to do something from a movie. It'd be fun. You know, just it's just a remote-controlled robot. It's within millimeters of the one that's in the movie. It's almost exactly the same. So,
Messino and other fans from around the world share blueprints and building tips online. People who join official builders clubs can even buy parts and often cheer each other on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time. Big time. You know, it's all kinds of... A lot of trial and error went into getting them working.
Messino grew up watching the Star Wars movies and says he's always been a big fan. He takes his R2-D2 to charity events and children's hospitals, plus Comic-Cons and other events like the Maker Faire. And thank goodness he does, because you should see how people light up around these droids, including myself.
So when R2-D2 first approached me, when we turned around a corner, for some reason I got really emotional. It's like meeting a celebrity who's just always been in your life, but it's weird because, like, it's a robot.
Exactly. I mean, that's why we do it, right? So that people can experience that.
I wasn't the only person getting excited. Kids had a lot of questions for the event's other celebrity droid, BB-8.
But can you, like, move him around?
Yeah.
How fast can he go?
Phil Carper of Waukesha maneuvers his BB-8 with an Xbox controller, smoothly rolling the homemade round droid throughout the room.
He is made out of mostly 3D printed plastic and like injection molded plastic for the little skeleton underneath it.
Building this droid was a lot of trial and error over the course of 2 years, with Carper and his wife initially using fiberglass. Ultimately, he also turned to a supportive online community to help figure out how to build BB-8.
Hey guys, I'm having this weird issue where his head won't stop wobbling, and this guy will be like, oh, here's what I did, and blah, 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 blah. And just, everybody just bounces all their ideas off each other, and we wouldn't be able to do this. Like, one guy would have a very hard time figuring it out by himself.
It's really impressive watching BB-8 in action. Its dome-like head almost levitates above its spherical body thanks to a combination of magnets, weights, and motors on the inside. Like many people in the Droid Builders Clubs, Carper was raised on Star Wars.
You can thank my mom for that.
He says the movies will always be a huge part of his family life.
Because I have a one-year-old, and I usually have him here with me at all this stuff, and he loves to run around with all the kids that come up and gather. He thinks it's like his pet. You know, before Luke was born, I was working on this thing, so...
That's right. His son's name is Luke.
Precious. Does he know the power of his name yet?
No, not yet. I'm waiting until he's old enough to understand Star Wars before I show him the movies, because if anybody spoils the Empire thing, I'm going to lose my mind. I want to see his reaction.
Phil Carper, father of Luke, may the Force be with you. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast feed. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And Wisconsin Life is part of our weekly edition of Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. Weekends don't feel like weekends right now. We could use your suggestions for future Wisconsin Weekend segments. You can send them our way to ideas@WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is Wisconsin Weekend on The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.